his shredded back was bleeding still. Step by step, he carried the cross I felt so helpless, so blind, so lost. Step by step, he plodded along. This man in whom we found nothing wrong. Step by step, he came to die. I had the feeling only he knew why. Somehow I think he died for me. Can't you see he took my place? I should have been in his face. Somehow I think he died for me. Can't you see he took my place? I should have been nailed to that tree. Instead, I spit in his face. Step by step, it stays with me yet. This was a man like none I had met. How could this man bear pain.
Stop, 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 stop.
Stop this madness, stop this madness. Can't you see you're plunging us in darkness and sadness? But still we nailed him to the cross, dropped it in the socket, and grumbled that his garment didn't have a pocket. But I did give him a drink before he died. When he was dead, I plunged my sword in his side. I don't know why, somehow I knew that he was dead. When he died, he prayed, then he dropped his head. Then came the earthquake, yes, it seems it waited for his nod. Surely this man had to be the Son of God. Oh, tell me, Jesus, tell me, please tell me why. Why did we hate you? Why did we beat you? Why did we crucify? Yes, I don't know why. Can someone tell me why this Jesus had to die? He'd been a nuisance, and we'd finally had enough. But for a righteous man, we sure did treat him rough. We beat and spit on him, we acted just like swine. And yet it seemed that he forgave us for our crime. I meant to ask him to explain some things he'd said. I'm kind of sorry that the carpenter is dead.